Drive Time on RT Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Create a brighter future for your employees with Zurich Corporate Pensions. Trust excellence. Visit zurichcorporate.ie to learn more.
Drive Time on RT Radio 1 with Sarah McInerney and Cormac O'Hara.
Now, in Ireland each year, there are more than 2,500 newly diagnosed cases of bowel cancer. There are limited treatment options for patients with the disease at an advanced stage. Researchers at the University of Galway, though, have been investigating ways of improving treatment for bowel cancer using cutting-edge strategies to enhance how the body and drug treatments fight the disease. Aideen Ryan is an associate professor in tumour immunology at the University College of Medicine and Nursing and Health Sciences, and she joins me now. Aideen, you're very welcome to the programme. Bowel cancer is unfortunately a major cancer in Ireland, isn't it?
Yeah, good evening, Cormac, and thank you for the invitation to come on your show. Yeah, bowel cancer is a big problem, and actually it's on the increase. Data shows that there's been a doubling of bowel cancer diagnosis in younger patients over the last 25 years. So that's a real challenge.
And you've been looking at enhancing the treatments then. And you've been looking at how the body's immune system deals with cancers such as bowel cancer. What have you found, Aideen?
Yeah, that's right. So as your listeners are probably be aware, one of the biggest developments in cancer treatments in the past decade has been the use of immunotherapies. And they've really held out a lot of hope for patients, and those that respond to them respond really well, which I think is behind that hope. But for a lot of patients, they don't work. So what we do in my lab is we focus on why the cancers don't respond to immunotherapy. Okay. And this is really quite a challenge. So just to get to the basis of what we do, I'll just explain kind of the approaches we take. So in a tumour, there's a mix of cancer cells, and there's also normal cells in there. And the normal cells, in theory, should fight the cancer, right? The immune cells and potentially the architecture around the cancer cells, it should remove the tumour. But what happens in a particular type of bowel cancer that we work on is that the cancer cells start to evade or hide from the immune system. And one thing we've noticed is in the cancers that do not respond to immunotherapy is that the difference between them and the ones that do is the presence of these normal cells called stromal cells. And these cells kind of act like highways within the tumor, and they separate out the cancer cells. But not only are they there in higher numbers, we've discovered that they actually unwittingly can work against our immune system.
My God.
So they're kind of, in essence, they're hijacked by the tumour to help them hide.
Okay, so unfortunately we don't have an awful lot of time. So is your are you looking at ways to target the stromal cells then?
Yes, that's right. So what we've discovered is that the stromal cells produce this, if you can imagine, a cloak. And the cloak is made up of these sugar molecules, which we call sialoglycans. And in historically, it's been hard to target these because we haven't had the tools. But in the last couple of years, more tools have become available. And what we know is that this cloak hides the cancer from the immune system. So we've taken two different approaches to take away that cloak. We've targeted the machinery within the stromal cells that puts on the cloak. And we've also used an approach that's, in essence, like a scissors to cut the cloak off. And in both of those scenarios, we've seen that the immune system can become activated again.
My goodness,
so we've done this in a few different models in the lab.
And let's hope there's more progress in terms of your enhancing that treatment, because I know we're getting texts already. New types of immunotherapies to tackle bowel cancer is the hope. Great work from University of Galway, says one listener. Unfortunately, we're out of time. We'll have to get you back, Aideen, to give us more detail about your research there. But Godspeed is all I can say. An awful lot of people depending on you. Dr. Aideen Ryan of University of Galway, thank you very much indeed.